The first reading today, St. Paul tells us something that is really quite astounding, and that is that there was a mystery that was hidden from all eternity in God that not even the angels knew. You think about it, the angels already had to pass a test. They had to be willing to say yes to an absolute mystery, to the mystery of the incarnation of our blessed Lord, to the idea that God himself would become one of us and that he would be born of a woman, that he would live a human life and be crucified, and that that glorious woman who gave him birth would be raised up higher than the angels and she would be their queen. They knew all of that. That was all revealed to them at the moment that they were created. And they had to say yes to that mystery, to the mystery of redemption. But there was more. So as much as the angels knew and as glorious as their act of faith was so that they could love God perfectly, there was still more. That's the part that's astounding, that there were things that the angels did not know. And it wasn't until our Lord founded his church that the angels received that revelation. That's what St. Paul is telling the Ephesians, that this revelation is given through the church to the principalities and powers of heaven. Think about that. There is something that we, in our humanness, as members of the church, can reveal to the angels. That sounds preposterous. And yet that's exactly what St. Paul told us. That is the mystery of God. That somehow, in his providence, he allows us not only to reveal himself to us, that is, as we pray, as we strive to know and love him more, he reveals himself more and more. But it requires an effort on our part. We have to make that choice to want to know him and to want to love him. And so as he opens up that self-revelation, there is in that sense a fact that we are revealing him to ourselves more and more because we're made in his image and likeness. And so the more that we become conformed to him, the more that he is able to reveal himself to us. We become more like him. It is in that way a revelation of himself, but through us. Once again, that doesn't seem on the natural level, I guess because it's not natural, that doesn't seem to make sense. But this is where that act of faith has to be there. Remember, Satan couldn't make sense of what God was doing. He was shown the same mystery as your guardian angel. And he said, no, this doesn't make sense. It can't be. I can't figure it out in my head. Therefore, I reject it. Thanks be to God, your guardian angel said, it doesn't have to make sense. I don't have to understand it and figure it all out. If this is what God has chosen to do, then praise him and I will serve him. And so your angel is humble enough to actually be able to say, guess what? You can reveal something to me. Really? Lowly little us can reveal something to the angels? That's what St. Paul is telling us. And your angel said yes to that mystery. Now the question is, are we willing to say yes to that mystery? Because it's not something we're going to understand either. It's not going to make sense to us. You look at that whole point that St. Paul is making. This mystery, which was hidden from all eternity in God, is now revealed to the angels of heaven through the church. How can that make sense? It's God's will. And because it is God's will, it makes perfect sense. It might not make human sense. It might not seem the way that we think it ought to be. But all you have to do is look and ask yourself, which one of us would ever think that it ought to be that God would become one of us? And even if he was going to do something that is that unimaginable, who of us ever would have said, oh, and by the way, God really ought to go to the cross for us. He should be crucified for us. You know what? God really needs to prove his love for me. Which one of us would ever say something so ridiculous as that? And that's exactly what he did. It doesn't make sense to us, logically speaking. But when we look at what God has done, it is absolutely logical. It makes perfect sense. It's just not the way we would naturally think that things ought to be. So now, these mysteries are placed before us. The exact same mysteries that were placed before the angels of heaven. And we have the same choice as they. Will we accept them and say yes, that I will serve God in these mysteries that are beyond my grasp? Or am I going to say that no, because they're beyond my grasp, I'll join Satan and say, no, I'm not going to serve. Those are the options. And this is going to become very important as we move along, because there are going to be a number of things coming that aren't going to make sense to us. But they don't have to make sense to us. All we have to do is accept, because God's way is perfect. And he makes very clear that his ways are not our ways. So don't try to force God's way into our own idea, but rather make that act of faith. Just as we can look at what has been revealed and what we do grasp to the degree that we can say yes. We wouldn't be here today if we weren't doing that. But as we continue looking forward, there is more. There is more that is going to be revealed to the heart of each one of us if we are willing to continue moving forward in the prayer life. There is more that will be revealed to the mind. But there is more that is going to be revealed on the practical level that each one of us in our lives have to go through. As all of us can probably say as we look at where we are today, if God would have told me this 20 or 30 or 40 years ago, I would have said no. Well, guess what? He didn't tell you. He waited until you got there and then he revealed it. That's what he's going to continue to do in all of our lives. So some things he has revealed the fullness of his truth. Other things he is waiting that self-revelation as we go through these things. But the point is always the same. The choice is always the same. Will we accept and say yes to God? Or will we say no because we can't control it, because we can't understand it, because we can't grasp it, because it doesn't make sense to me, I'm going to say no to God? That's what Satan did. Stick with your guardian angel. Stick with our Blessed Lady. because those two who are with us always said yes to God, to mysteries that were beyond their comprehension, and they will help us to be able to do the same.